If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal.
What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy holidays. Hope everybody is doing well around the holiday season. What are you doing? What are you up to? Are you spending all your money on shopping for your loved ones? Are you buying gifts or are you buying gift cards? Huh? Oh, I was waiting for you to answer. Yeah, that's the reason for the pause. If you're like me, in the past, I did actually go out and buy gifts. Time consuming, yes, but not even that. Do you really, really know if they're going to like it? Do you really know? You really don't. Because we all put a good face on when you give us the gift. Oh, my God, this is so beautiful. Oh, I really wanted this. And really what you're saying is, what the fuck is this? What am I supposed to even do with this? This is bullshit. Oh, thank you. But you got a happy face on because that's the way you were brought up. So like me, I now, and people will say, Stone, that's so inconsiderate. You're not being thoughtful. Whoa, I'm spending my money. If I buy a gift card, now I'm being inconsiderate. The last time I checked, this was my money. So now you don't want the gift card because it's inconsiderate and it took no thought. Well, it took some sweat equity to go buy this gift card, all right? So cut the shit with the nonsense, people, okay? Am I starting off a little too hot for y'all? I'm sorry. It's been a while. You know I love y'all. I feel like a crazy person now that this was in the... I don't want to say domestic fight because that's nothing to joke about. But based on my past jobs, I've seen situations where a partner does something crazy. And then like an hour later, I'm so sorry, baby. I didn't mean to do that. But yeah, anyway, at any rate, everything is everything. I hope your lounges are doing well at this time of the year with the cold weather in the north. Obviously, and that might not be that obvious because you got some diehard people who go out, sit outside, no matter what the weather, smoke their cigar. I'm not one of those individuals. And I've got a nice little fireplace I done built, but I'm not going out there. The wind is blowing, it's cold. I'm able to smoke inside the house, so I'm blessed. But for those who are not able to do that, I'm making the assumption that you're at the lounge. Thus, I want to get into holiday tipping. Really tipping. I'm confused, people. Am I the only one? When did this everybody wants a tip thing start? And don't get me wrong by the question, because if you ask that question, of course, everybody wants a tip. But the game has changed. When did that happen? Well, y'all don't know either. Think about that. There were certain professions or certain places you went. Okay, yeah, you're going to get a tip. You went to the restaurant, You had a server. You had a bartender. The valet person would get a tip. The barber, the hairstylist, even the masseuse, if you had that kind of money to go get massages back in the day. I didn't have that kind of money. I didn't know what a massage was. I knew what a beating was, if you want to call it beating a massage, with that belt, shoe, bat. It ain't feel good, but I guess it's some sort of massage. It's something touching the skin. But those people got tips. No problem. No problem. I'm with that. Now, if I order Chinese food, for example, to go pick up, not delivery, I'm going to go and pick my food up. Hello. Hi. How you doing? Yeah, I'm here to pick up my order. Stone. Oh, okay. Yeah, so you fill out, you know what I mean? Okay. $27.50. Okay, here's my card. Okay, sign here. And what's on there? Tip. I'm not giving you no tip. I'm coming to pick up my food. I paid you to cook the food, and I paid for the food. Why do I need to now give a tip? I'm confused. Am I wrong? These are the questions that I have, family. When do we really need to tip? It's holiday season right now, and somebody told us, I don't know who that was, that we should be generous around the holidays. Who was that? Again, we don't know. Somebody started something. So that's going to be your homework assignment, to go find out, research, who is the individual, or maybe it's a culture thing, that started off saying that we need to be generous around the holidays. Just asking the question, folks. So, for example, if I'm at the lounge, the cigar lounge, let's just have a conversation, if you don't mind. It's been a minute. Got a couple of things to get off my chest, if you don't mind. No, I love you. If you don't mind. If I'm at the lounge, I go to the humidor. And yes, listener, when you go to a cigar lounge, that is the rule. You must go purchase A or B some cigars. You just don't come in there and sit your ass down. Don't say nothing to nobody. Pull out your little black case with your little cigars in it and start smoking. You do not do that. Hello. I'm just saying. Brick and mortars, you support. So, you go in, speak, open your fucking mouths. Hi. Hey, how you doing? Thank you. Boom. You need any help? Customer service. Let's go back to the lounge, employees. Don't forget customer service. It's a two-way street here. Okay, hey, I'm coming in as the customer. I speak. Hey, how you doing? You, employee, you speak. How are you? Is there anything I can help you find? Boom. Oh, no, I'm good. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, boom. You go get your cigars. Go to the counter. You pay for said cigars. Now, the question I'm about to ask you, I already think I know, but at any time, do you feel obligated as the consumer at the cigar lounge to give the employee a tip? Or, hey, they just finished waiting on me, so I need to give them a cigar. I just bought a box. I need to open it up. I feel guilty that I need to give them some type of tip, whether it be monetary or I'm going to give them a cigar. I don't think that happens. I don't think. I haven't seen it, but it's anecdotal for me. Maybe you do that. I don't. So, going back to my point of tipping, who do we tip? Why do we tip? And if you ask me, not to say you did, but if you ask me, when it comes to tipping, that is a bonus. Okay, if you did a great service, hey, I reward that service with a tip. And now there's this big controversy. We don't know what I'm saying, God damn it. You don't like it? You know what I'm saying. What is the percentage to give? 15%, 20%, 25%. And now many places already have it worked out for you based on percentage. 15%, 20%, 25%, 30%. We already did the math for you. Just pick one. So, this is not guaranteed. Let's say you went to a nice restaurant, but the service was horrible. Now, I'm obligated to give this person who treated me shitty, who didn't even wait on me, who didn't take care of my concerns, and I now obligated to give them the bare minimum. I don't want to give them shit because they treated me like shit. So what do we do in that situation? You better not have nobody across from you at that dinner table, because you know what? They're going to look at you and say, don't you do that. No, no, don't you embarrass me. Well, you ain't paying the bill. You paid that. This asshole was an asshole. He didn't serve us. He took 20 minutes to get to the table. Then he had an attitude when he got over here. Then the food took forever to come out. He didn't bring no bread. He didn't bring me no water. I don't even have silverware on the table. And I need to now feel obligated to pay him X percentage of a tip. Get the out of here. Just not happening. I'm saying, let me calm down, because this podcast is in reference to tipping, holiday, all this I feel good type of season. So going back, fast food restaurant, we was already at the Chinese store. They looking for a tip. You go to the fast food restaurant, they're looking for a tip. The coffee shop, you know, it's all these different places. They're looking for tips. I'm not mad at you for looking for a tip. Hell, if I take a tip, I'm the Smoke World Podcast. Feel free to give the host a tip. Thank you. But is it not based on good service? Not just service? You know, back in the day, not to say I'm old, but I'm from Philly. We had trash men. And the trash men back in the day, and some places still have this, but now I done moved from the hood and living all right. So it's a little different. Growing up in Philly, we had trash men. Had the trash truck, several gentlemen, and they were men. I'm not being biased. I'm just telling you, back in the day, there really wasn't too many trash women. I never saw one, but now things are different. So don't be sending me no email. Stone, shut up. Listen to the story. They were trash men on a trash truck. They come, they grab the basket, they grab the bags of trash, throw them on the trash truck, hit the button, or hit the lever. Boom. Okay, so during the holiday season, yeah, they would get envelopes. because they were out there working a certain community they was assigned to, and they most likely worked it for some length of time. So you got to know your trash person. How do I know that? Because every time my dad cleaned the crap out the basement, and he knew that wasn't supposed to go in the trash, but yet he knew the trash man. He threw him $10 and he dumped all that bullshit right in the trash truck. You really can't get away with that today because it's too much. You got to recycle. We can't put that in here, sir. Sir, you need to use the blue can. That doesn't go in there. Those are perishables. What? But anyway, that's how it was back in the day. Now, where I live at now, it's just one dude, and he's a dude, one dude who drives the trash truck. Nobody else. One dude. He don't even get out. He rides down the street, little fancy truck, and they got this metal arm on the side of the truck. It pulls up. The metal arm comes out, extends out, grabs the trash, lifts it up, boom, dump it in the bag. Take a two shake, bunka, bunka. Brings it back to the ground, arms release, and trash is gone. You see, so do we now need to tip that person because they're doing their job, but they're not exerting any physical activity like the ones who were trash men who had to be in that weather, snow, sleet, rain, it's cold, it's hot. They was actually grabbing trash bags and barrels and all kind of shit. You can imagine Philly in the summertime. Damn, that shit was stinking. That garbage juice you had to follow behind, you stuck behind the truck. You're like, oh my God, this thing stink. Damn, hurry up. Oh man, I got stuck behind a trash truck. Garbage juice dripping all around the neighborhood, just stinking with maggots floating around because they didn't bust the bag. You know how it is in the hood. You know how it is. So, who are we supposed to tip? I don't know. I really don't. I do, in my mind, I have who I believe. Going back, you go, a server who treats you well, bartenders, hairstylists, barbers, masseuse, all those folks, you know, even I guess the Uber and Lyft now, that's a new thing. But before it used to be taxis. But now I guess you tip or give them a 5-star. Is equivalent? Is that good as a tip? A 5-star? I don't know because I can't say never. I did use an Uber one time, but my daughter called it for me. So I don't know how that operation went. Now I'm starting to feel like an old person because I never really use Uber. I don't care what y'all say. Forget y'all. I got my own cars. I call my boys or my girls. Yo, I need a ride. Let them be Uber. Anyway, don't get me sidetracked. Cut the stuff. Stop it. Old people get sidetracked quick. I need my Prevagen. But this holiday season, who are you tipping? Are you feeling generous? Because in my mind, even those who get salary pay are looking for tips. Yes, companies that come out, God forbid, your heater goes out, plumber, they send somebody out. They're nice and friendly. They're smiling. They're putting the little booties on their feet, not to mess up your nice carpets. Smile on your face, explain to you, oh, this is what we think going on. But when they get done, do you feel obligated to give them a tip. I don't know. That's going to be up to you, folks. Now, I know I went off left and right on the podcast. You have to forgive me. You have to forgive me. It's been a while. It's like an older person who sits in a house and don't really have anyone to talk to. They wait for the mailman to show up and they rushing out to the mailbox just to have that conversation. That's how I almost feel sometimes when I'm able to get on this mic. Life is so, you know, life is busy. I'm not going to say it's difficult because I think a lot of people felt they were dealt a bad hand of cards in life. I don't feel that way. I'm blessed to be here, blessed to be able to talk on this mic. And I don't take getting on this mic for granted at no point in time. Not one point, not one iota. Thank you for listening to my bullshit. For 3 years, y'all been rocking with me. That's crazy. And I appreciate and love y'all. Appreciate that support. Trust me, I truly do. But the next time you get that receipt and there's a tip line, maybe you need to have your phone ready to hit rewind to listen to part of the podcast to figure out what are you going to do? Is this a tippable moment? Yeah, tippable. I like that word. That's a new word. Tippable moment. Or is this some bullshit? Somebody trying to get paid again. I'm not paying China Wok a tip for picking up my food. I'm not paying the pizzeria when I went to go pick up my pizza for my food. But yes, am I a cheap bastard? Some may say Stone is a frugal type of guy. I'm keeping it real. I'm a cheap bastard. I'm wearing Walmart sneakers like a motherfucker. I don't give two hot damns. Who talk about me? I'm like Bernie Mac in this bitch. I don't give a you talking about me. I'm going to wear these Walmart sneakers. Y'all walking around with these $200, $300 pair of sneakers. And you ain't got no money to buy no cigars. Ain't got no car. Can't pay your rent. But your sneakers is looking real good, baby. Your sneaker game is tight. But you can't pay your rent. I'm not that guy. I'm putting some sneakers on. They comfortable. And they only cost $20 or $30 at the most. That's on a high day. Huh? Huh? What we talking about, people? As that be, as it may, this is the time of the season to be happy and joyous. So I'm going to say, Smoke World family, happy holidays to you. Because the reality, I'm not going to be talking to you till beginning of the year again. I'm going to take a little break just like you want to take a break. I want to smoke good. I want to drink good. So I will talk to you guys in the new year. So I'm going to say, hey, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me. Sincerely, thank you for rocking with me. Damn, 3 years. So next year, 2 weeks away, 4 years on the podcast. Wow. 4 years. This ain't easy. Turn this mic on and chasing people. This ain't easy. For 4 years, a lot of folks started off with me. They not here. They said, Stone, fuck that podcast. I'm done with that. But anyway, thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Look, you want to follow me? You know what it is. Smoke World Podcast. That's on IG. And Facebook. I have the Facebook group. Check it out. Smoke World Podcast is the name. Search it. Check it out. Join. Come on. We do what we do. Email stone at smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, folks. Shout out to Weakfish, my website designer, Mike Dove. Smokeworldpodcast.com. Folks, Be prosperous. Be careful. Thank you. Love you. Take care. Peace.